Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Alex Rusciano. The Main and University intersection in Peoria is one of the city's busiest, and therefore it's most likely to have that congestion for many, many pedestrians and also vehicles that travel there during the day. The city is also looking to redo the Main and University intersection later next year with the aim to boost both traffic and safety. City officials have also found quicker route options for those many, many vehicles that pass through the intersection each and every day. And joining us to talk about these new routes and also for an update on the intersection itself are Peoria Public Works Director Mike Rogers, Peoria City Engineer Scott Reese, and also Nick Stouffer, the traffic engineer with the City of Peoria. And thanks so much for all three of you gentlemen for taking the time and joining us today.
Thank you.
Mike, can we start with you? Can you talk a little bit about the research behind these alternate routes? How did this research come about, and why is it so important?
Well, this whole situation started September 6th when we had an unfortunate situation where we had a water main break. We really didn't want to just continue to do things status quo as we've normally done them and have the water company go out and make the repairs. But we took a step back and started to look at some of the plans, the long-term plans, the comprehensive plan, the Heart of Peoria plans. And we started to read some common themes that this was a very important corridor for our entire region, for the city. And we said, you know what, we're going to have to step back and do something a little bit different. And that's when we did something a little bit different than we hadn't done before. And based on that, we then went out and had a public meeting. Within that public meeting that happened about September 26th, we presented some ideas that came from the comprehensive plan and the Heart of Peoria plan. There were some common themes. Safety was naturally one of them, that they wanted to make sure whatever is done, it should take into account safety. Slowing traffic within the area, looking at economic opportunities within the area, being pedestrian friendly. Obviously, in an area like this where you have so many students that are so active, you need to take that into consideration. And then something that's sustainable. So we presented some ideas that were in line with those plans. And then we really let the public, the stakeholders that were there, come and share their ideas. So it was only a small segment of the meeting was us presenting some of those ideas that are in line with those plans. But we heard so much that came from the public, and a lot of those ideas are very viable, and many of those ideas that we heard are ideas that we're actually going to be taking forward and looking at them because they're great ideas.
We're joined here with Peoria Public Works Director Mike Rogers, Peoria City Engineer Scott Reese, and also Nick Stouffer, the traffic engineer with the City of Peoria. Can you talk a little bit too, Scott, from an engineering perspective, why this is so important?
Where we saw the highest use of the intersection is there's a lot of through traffic in that intersection. And there's a high volume of people coming from the south up western that turn north on University. And then there's also a high volume of folks that get off the interstate and take University to Main Street to head downtown. Anytime you have vehicles and pedestrians in the same area, there's a potential for conflict. So our main goal has been to minimize that conflict or try to create as safe a pedestrian area as we can, especially being right up there by Bradley University and in the Heart of Peoria plan. The Main Street corridor was a key to the redevelopment, which is all about the pedestrian. One thing we should talk about is the time frames or the amount of delay that's less where we're planning on redirecting traffic. And we're trying to do that through some public outreach. And part of that is folks coming up Western Avenue can turn on Farmington Road onto Park Road and then to Nebraska. And you completely eliminate yourself from that Main and University intersection. And Nick can speak to it better than I can as far as what that time frame is, even in today's traffic volume.
Can you just talk, Nick, from your perspective, what are some of those different routes that, if people are listening, they could consider instead of using the Main and University intersection?
Absolutely. We've been looking at this area for proposed detour routes during the construction, and so we were able to look at what the arterial roadway system was around this intersection and map out our detour routes and then do some drive time studies to see where people might be able to have good alternative routes. Scott mentioned when you want to go north on University from south via Western or westbound on Main Street, instead of going through the Main and University intersection, you could take Farmington Park in Nebraska. We showed travel times were almost the same going both ways in that. You would actually be about the same going northbound and maybe add 20 seconds to your time going southbound. So considering that is just in current time, when you add the construction at that intersection, that will be a better route for people. We also looked at if you're going north and south on University, the straight-through traffic, we can route them on Nebraska, Sheridan, and Moss, and that actually only added about another minute to their time. We looked at just University to Main, which would be the east to downtown or north on University, and that was actually quicker to take the Nebraska-Sheridan than going down in University to Main intersection. So people could do that now and save a little time. And even more so, we thought, you know, when we're done with this project, we'd like people that are just going through to downtown or through to going up north in Peoria may want to look at alternate routes when it's all said and done and may not go through this intersection. So we looked at the travel time using the interstate. And so just to pick a reference point, we took Nebraska and University taking the interstate to City Hall versus Nebraska University going through the intersection of University of Maine to City Hall. And we found actually going northbound, it's about a half a minute faster using the interstate, and going southbound, it's almost a minute and a half faster using the interstate. So we have quicker routes now than using the University Main Street intersection.
If you've just tuned in here on Peoria Public Radio, joining us here on Outside the Horseshoe is Peoria Public Works Director Mike Rogers, Peoria City Engineer Scott Reese, as well as Nick Stover, who's one of the traffic engineers here with the City of Peoria. And can you talk, Mike, about the overall goal of detailing these alternate routes? Is it to get drivers in the mindset, even before there is construction on the Main and University intersection, about finding more efficient routes? Is that one of the main goals?
To find
alternate routes or different routes that might be a little more efficient or effective right now. Not only when the construction of this intersection takes place, but now. One of the main things that I heard during our community meetings is there's neighborhoods that are all around this intersection, and they do not want to negatively be impacted because of any type of construction that takes place here. So what we're trying to do is find alternate ways to get the traffic around this. We don't want to encourage cut-through traffics. That in itself would not be a successful project if you're just moving traffic through the neighborhoods. So we're trying to condition people now early that there's other routes that are out there that might be more effective for you to take. And then definitely during the construction period, looking at those alternative routes, because this is a project which is so major for this particular region. And I'm not, if I could even reiterate what the project is, what came out of this, through numerous input, and there was a lot of input that came not only during the meeting but after the meeting, there was still a lot of messages, email messages, phone calls. We had letters that came in. There were so many individuals throughout this area that really felt that a raised table would be one of the best options. Raised table in the intersection, it would raise it up 6 inches, which automatically somewhat slows the traffic as they get through the intersection. Also, it would have bump outs at each one of the corners where the pedestrians would cross. What that ends up doing is reducing the amount of travel that the pedestrians would walk across the street, where a traditional crossing is about 60 feet in this area. The bump outs would make that travel across the street about 30 feet. Also, as a part of this, there would be, and this is a great, great suggestion that came from the meeting, all-way stop. Having a phase that all the traffic within this area would stop and just the pedestrians would be moving across the street. So much safer by doing it that way. And then also reducing the lanes down to three lanes in each direction coming into there. So looking at all of those items, the residents do not want, and nor do we, want the traffic to start going into the neighborhood. So with all of those things, we're also looking at different treatments, different traffic calming that can take place within the neighborhood so we don't induce traffic into those areas as well.
This is Peoria Public Radio and Outside the Horseshoe, and if you've just been tuning in, we're talking about alternate routes, and we're doing that with Public Works Director Mike Rogers, Peoria City Engineer Scott Reese, and Nick Stouffer, a traffic engineer here with the City of Peoria. Some might question how much this effort might really help, given that the city is expected to take the Main and University intersection down to one lane in all directions. So can you just talk about that a little bit, and if there is someone out there who maybe does have concerns about overall traffic congestion even after Main and University is done?
Part of the project is to identify those alternative corridors. There's no doubt that there will be more congestion at the Main and University intersection than there is today, or a lower level of service for the car. But that will provide a higher level of service for the pedestrian. And what we're trying to do is calm the traffic in the neighborhoods so that it's slower traffic and safer for everybody in that intersection. Now, for people that are strictly looking for a faster time frame in their vehicle to make it either north or downtown, that's why we're going through our time studies and trying to identify those alternative routes and then promote those so that folks don't necessarily experience that delay in their vehicle if they just avoid this intersection. And part of that is using the Farmington Road to park to Nebraska to head north, or even get on 74 without going through that intersection, or utilizing 74 to get downtown. The state spent $480 million improving I-74, and we'd like for folks to use it if they're going downtown.
Can you let the listeners know, in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 months, what are the big kind of timeline or big changes that motorists and pedestrians could expect at the Main and University intersection? What are some of the big things that you see?
The first thing, and before the end of the year, we'll be bringing back a design build contract for City Council to award so that we can get an engineer and a contractor on board to start implementing this. First thing is we'll start looking at the neighborhoods and trying to do some preemptive traffic calming ahead of time, so that we can address some of the concerns and basically show that those are not the alternative routes that we want people to go. That would be late this year, early in the spring. It all depends on Mother Nature and what we can get done. New water main. Illinois American Water has partnered with us and is installing new water main along Main Street and University for a stretch to get it outside of this intersection that we're going to spend quite a bit of money improving, so that we can lower the chances of this happening in the future, or minimize those chances, so that it would have, once everything we touch after we're done, we'll have all new infrastructure. And I would anticipate that starting early next year. There's some time to get a design done and get a permit through EPA. That'll start. And then quickly after that, we'll start on the intersection. Our goal, and it's an ambitious goal, and it is very dependent on the weather, is to be completed with the intersection work, or have that intersection open and functioning in its new layout by May of next year, trying to avoid Bradley graduation and then some other things that go through that intersection.
Nick, you went into detail, as Scott did, on alternate routes. Is there anything else that you think the driving public should know about as we go forward here, not only now, but in the coming months?
Well, it's important to stress the alternate routes early, ahead of time. Hopefully people will learn them and get used to them and maybe want to adopt them even after the project's complete. Because, you know, if somebody's just going through, that may not be the best route to take through that intersection. And lowering that intersection traffic a little bit helps everything. Helps the signal timing, helps the pedestrian crossing and everything. And if people are not used to the all pedestrian phase in this area, they want to Google pedestrian scramble is what it's typically called.
Mike, is there anything else that you want the public to know about the alternate routes for the Main and University intersection?
Just wanted to talk a little bit about the project itself, and I think this is a great partnership. This is with American Water, the city, coming together, doing what's right, doing what really needs to take place. you know, none of this would be possible if we didn't have the support of the water company. They're going to make a huge investment in changing the water main here, but we are going to make this a perfect opportunity. And I see the vision that I have for not only this intersection but this entire area is one that's just a thriving area where you see pedestrians that are having fun, that are recreating, that are eating, that are playing, that are safe within this area. And I think it's transformational for us to start to take a step back and to look at how we do things and try to get the best project that we can. And the best projects are always projects that the public is engaged with. And this project, from day one, the public has been very much engaged, and we want to continue to engage the public throughout this process and any other projects that we have within the city of Peoria.
Peoria Public Works Director Mike Rogers, Peoria City Engineer Scott Reese, and Nick Stouffer, the traffic engineer with the City of Peoria. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can also check out some images of some of those alternate routes on our website under Outside the Horseshoe. That's at peoriapublicradio.org. And this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Alex Rusciano sitting in for Tanya Kuntz today on 89.9 WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Stay tuned for the live broadcast of the Peoria City Council meeting next.
Local broadcast of tonight's Peoria City Council meeting is made possible by a grant from the City of Peoria.